This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the United States, non-union workers who feel a sense of ain't my problem or even schadenfreude when they hear about the decline of union power in America may be interested in some new data today. It's from the Economic Policy Institute about how non-union workers may also lose out when unions lose their influence. Gigi Duban reports.
Since the late 1970s, unionization has declined, particularly among men in the private sector who don't have a college degree. Jake Rosenfeld, who teaches sociology at Washington University, co-authored this study.
Strong unions mean higher wages for union members and non-members alike.
Rosenfeld compared non-union wage growth since 1979. He says union decline has had a staggering effect on non-union workers.
We're talking about over $100 billion a year in lost wages.
Adjusted for inflation, the median pay for those men without a college degree, it's about 13% lower. One reason? What Aaron Dubay calls the threat effect. He's a visiting professor of economics at Boston University. And he says when there are a lot of unions,
even non-union employers may raise wages to prevent unionization.
At the same time, Dubay says unions can drive wages down when higher pay leads companies to cut jobs. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.